Review: Marcus King calls Youngblood his redemption album by Jason Young. Now and then, a phenomenal guitar picker such as Marcus King emerges. Just as Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jeff Healey, whose meteoric rises to fame during the 80s and early 90s influenced a multitude of guitar-playing hopefuls, King also will leave his indelible mark. Arriving in 2014, the Grammy Award-nominated artist turned heads immediately with his debut album, Soul Insight, which announced his vocal and guitar mastery alongside his accompanying band, the Marcus King Band. In a short time, he had been featured in Rolling Stone magazine, played the Grand Ole Opry, and gained the attention of producer Rick Rubin, who signed the young guitarist to his label, American Recordings. The 27-year-old Greenwood, South Carolina guitar player's 2022 release, Youngblood, available on American Recordings, explores mixing heavier sounds with his southern roots. Drawing inspiration from groups he grew up listening to, such as Bad Company and ZZ Top, the album reaches a cross-generation of listeners. With Youngblood, King collaborated with Black Keys guitarist and frontman Dan Auerbach. The chemistry between these two musician-songwriters was outstanding. With only 6 days to record 11 songs, the two started with a musical idea that the South Carolina guitarist had been toying around with during shows. What would transpire, with the addition of a new chorus, is Lie Lie Lie, the song that set the direction for his new record. That song, for me, really sparked the idea of doing a heavy rock and roll record. And as you know, Dan's always the guy for that, King revealed during an interview with Catherine Walfall, American songwriter, October 13, 2022. Struggling with substance abuse while writing songs for the album, King found a similarity between himself and the late Free guitarist Paul Kossoff, whose influence you can hear on Youngblood. Taking the passing of his late hero seriously, King began to think long and hard about sobriety. His teaming with Auerbach and his strong desire to pull himself up fueled the making of the new album. King revealed, in a conversation with comedian and music interviewer Dean Del Rey, that the album is very personal, as he retold his struggle with codependency and a tough breakup in the recent past. The guitarist refers to it as his redemption album and is now sober and happily married to singer and TikTok influencer Briley Hussey. Straight out of the bullpen, the album drives hard with the opening song, It's Too Late. With scorching guitar riffs, Youngblood fuses southern rock with groups like The Robin Trower Band, Free, and Black Sabbath. Tracks like Good and Gone, Hard Working Man, Blues Worse Than I Ever Had, and the Desmond Child co-write, Blood on the Tracks, show the young guitarist's penchant for turning trials and tribulations into songs. Throughout, King's vocals are soulful and penetrating, and are equally matched by his skilled guitar playing. Recorded at Auerbach's Easy Eye Sound Studio in Nashville, it features acclaimed musicians Chris St. Hilaire on drums and Nick Movshan on bass. Joining King and Auerbach are writers Angelo Petraglia and Desmond Child, famous for their work with Aerosmith, Kiss, Kings of Leon, and many others. When asked by Dean Del Rey how the guitarist decides whether or not to use his band for an album, King said that he allows the process to determine that decision, going on to say that Dan Auerbach has specific ways in which he likes to work, which shape the undertaking. In another interview with Spin, the guitarist explained that songs for Youngblood had already been recorded in the studio by the time he was playing them live. King goes on to state that Auerbach had them mixed by the time he came off the road. Interview by John Cohen, August 23, 2022. A departure from his previous soul rock sound, the 2022 release takes a different direction. Driven by hardship, Marcus King wrote a rock album, full stop. It is plain to see that Youngblood is a testament to loss and the battle with demons that will either kill you or make you stronger. Marcus came out victorious on this album.